Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Jay Gruden's on the show today at 5 o'clock. We'll go around the NFL with him. Talk about the developing Jaden Daniels news. Sounds like he is on the way back to practice this week. Adam Schefter saying he is a long shot to play. Against the Denver Broncos, we're brought to you by the law firm Cundori & Murrah.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Want to let everybody know we're giving away $50 gift cards to Paisanos today at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. That's in 1 hour. So, before we blitz and take you around town, you better be listening if you want a chance to win the $50 to Paisanos this Thanksgiving week and holiday season. But let's get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And bring on to the show Luke Easterling, who does a great job breaking down the NFL draft, Athlon Sports. You've seen his work for many, many years, and he's been on our show off and on. And he had a mock draft last week that came out and got me thinking about the Commanders in the top 10 and how things could go. So we wanted to chat with them. Luke, it's good to talk to you. It's Grant and Danny in D.C. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Good to be back, man.
Well, hey, buddy.
Appreciate you. It's awesome to have you on the program. I guess let's just start with, you know, you cranked up your first mock draft about a week ago. It caught my attention. When you got to the Commanders' bottom half of the top 10, what were some of your considerations and what did you ultimately decide to do with them in mock draft 1.0?
Yeah, so it's, you know, they're in an interesting spot because they could go one of two ways. I mean, obviously, when you look at that defense, particularly the defensive front, you just got to find an impact edge rusher. You know, ever since they traded away Chase Young and Montez Sweat, they've been kind of chasing that guy that can take over a game. And you know, obviously, nobody, you know, Myles Garrett doesn't come around every year, and those types of guys are pretty rare to find. But you got to take a swing at those premium positions and try to find the kind of guy who, when it's 3rd and 7, can get you off the field. When it's, you know, the game is on the line late, can come up with a big play, can get you the strip sack and get in and seal a win. They haven't been able to find that type of guy. And so all things being equal, that's the thing that I think is the biggest need on the roster. But on the other side of the coin, you've got to say, hey, we've got a young quarterback in Jaden Daniels. We're trying to build up the offensive line. And I think Terry McLaurin's absence, extended absence for due to injury this year, has really exposed their lack of depth at wide receiver. You know, Debo has been valuable in the way his skill set brings some unique things to the table and allows Cliff Kingsbury to do some things that are fun. But when Terry's not out there, I mean, and he's, you know, north of 30 years old now, so as you're looking ahead past this season, you're looking around and saying, okay, well, Debo is not getting any younger, and he's kind of that more gadget guy where he's not your traditional number one wide receiver. We need somebody who's going to be able to, you know, right away the last couple of years of Terry's time here, be a really strong number two who can line up on the outside and let Debo kind of move around and do the things he does in the slot in the backfield. And when Terry's ready to move on, we've got a guy already in place who can immediately take over that one, number one role. So I believe in that mock last week, I had them taking Carnell Tate out of Ohio State. Him and Jordan Tyson out of Arizona State are the two top 10 talents, I think, in this wide receiver class. And they both, again, you know, they're 6'1", 6'2", plus. I think Carnell's 6'3". They can both jump out of the gym. They're both great route runners, got great athleticism and quickness, explosiveness out of their cuts. They can create after the catch. Both of those guys, I think, should be on the table and in the conversation for them. If they don't go defense and their priority is, hey, we've got to help Jaden, we got to give everything possible to Jaden to make sure we can maximize him, I think that has to happen at wide receiver. I like some of the investments they've made in the offensive line. But those are two names for Commanders fans to keep an eye on in terms of the high-end receivers in this class.
And that's one of the reasons we're doing this now with some college football left, is so that our listeners can start to track some of these guys in the weeks and the games ahead collegiately. Luke Easterling is with us. So I actually want them to trade back, and that's something we're going to talk about later in the conversation. But I guess to double-click on this, if they're picking 7th or 8th, let's just say, maybe even 6th, is that too rich for a receiver like a Jordan Tyson, Colorado, Arizona State, or a Carnell Tate, who you referenced from Ohio State? Or is that where those guys should come off the board?
I mean, obviously, a lot's going to be determined from here on out. Whether these guys, Tate in particular, is going to, you know, get a chance to play in the college football playoff. He's been banged up a little the last couple of weeks, so hopefully he's fully healthy as they go into the playoff. But I think so, man. I think, again, these guys are both top 10 guys. Tyson in particular, he's such a great route runner. He's so great at the catch point in terms of being able to rotate his body and make big catches even when he's covered. They both got really great lengths in terms of being able to catch the ball away from their body and not just let it in and let the defenders get to it before it gets to their chest. The thing for them is going to be, how much do we value the receiver position, and do we think either of those guys is so good that if we have an elite pass rusher on the table, a guy like Keldrick Falk maybe out of Auburn, who's got that rare athleticism, that versatility to line up outside, inside, and create mismatches on the defensive front. That's going to be the conversation for them. But in terms of just in a vacuum, those two receivers, I do think they're both top 10 guys. And again, the difference between 6 and 7 and 9 and 10, I don't think is huge. If you think those guys can be, again, superstar number one wide receivers, which I think they have the potential to be. And again, it's because they can win in every type of way you need a receiver to win. They're not just big physical guys who can outmuscle you. They're not just shifty speed guys who can run past you. They really both have complete skill sets that can win in every type of way. They can beat you over the top. They can beat you with route running polish and in and out of your breaks to create separation that way. They can take a quick screen, a quick hitch, make a guy miss and turn a 2-yard catch into a 30-yard or a 40-yard gain. They can win in every way you need a receiver to win, and I think that's why they're both going to be top 10 guys.
Luke Easterling with us here on Grant and Danny. So piggybacking off Grant's question about trading back, the quarterbacks in this class, because to me, that's your best path for being able to trade back. If somebody gets the steamies for, you know, Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore or whatever, now you've got some leverage and some juice there. How are these quarterbacks this year in your view? Are there risers, guys that might make themselves worthy of top 10 type selections, Luke? And you know, what might the commodity be that folks want to trade up for?
So I'll give you two sides of this answer as well. I'll give you my opinion, and I'll give you historically what the NFL has done that is kind of in opposition to that. So the longer this season goes on, the less enamored I am with this quarterback class, to the disappointment of any Washington fans who will hope that there's a bunch of quarterbacks on the board that will be able to trade down. You know, Mendoza for me is the guy that has continued to separate himself as, I think, the clear-cut best quarterback in this class. I do think he's probably a top 5 guy. But after that, man, it's so, you know, I've seen some good things from Dante Moore this year at Oregon, but it's not enough to get me super excited about taking him in the top 5, top 10. Ty Simpson is a guy that has gone from completely off the radar to every mock draft had him in the top 5 for the last month or so. But then a couple weeks ago, he faces a really tough defense at Oklahoma and he doesn't play very well. Last week, he really didn't have a great game against Eastern Illinois, who's 3-9 in the Ohio Valley Conference, and he goes out and has, you know, a pretty pedestrian day. I know they won that game big, but it was really the running game. He threw a couple of picks. I know one of them was a Hail Mary, but the other one was really ugly. He's struggling with simple things that really are supposed to be his calling card because he doesn't really have the physical tools that jump off the page. He's not a huge super athletic, super strong-armed guy. So he's got to win with those, you know, precise throws and the decision-making and those things. So I think Ty Simpson is more of a second, third-round guy to me right now. And the one guy that I would say gets me excited but still has a ton of flaws and a lot of things to figure out is Lenora Sellers at South Carolina. And I think, honestly, his best thing, like, he would be better off coming back to school, I think, and maybe even transferring from South Carolina, because I don't know that they've really done the best job putting an infrastructure around him to help him succeed. But you want to talk about a guy who, similar to a Josh Allen when he was coming out of Wyoming, Josh Allen's Wyoming film was awful, by the way. A lot of it was. And so, but you had a huge guy with a rocket arm and elite athleticism that eventually developed into the guy we see today. And again, he's the exception, not the rule. But Sellers is the guy that if you really wanted to take a swing on the upside, I would at least understand him as a top 10 pick because you're swinging on the upside and you might miss. Moore, I don't think has that kind of ceiling, and he's got a decent floor. Simpson, I think, has an okay floor but a really limited ceiling. And so when you start having those conversations, it's like, man, do I take a quarterback who should really be a day two pick instead of an elite pass rusher, an elite wide receiver, an elite offensive tackle? And I just don't know that teams are going to do that unless it's a guy like Sellers who they can justify it by saying, hey, I'm gonna swing for the fences on the talent and the upside here.
So where would this quarterback class, or how would they compare to this past year's, with Dart going 25 and, of course, Cam Ward going 1-1, where would these guys that you mentioned slot in if they were coming out last year?
Yeah, I think it's similar in strength overall as a class. You know, and again, I've still got a good bit of work to do to get into the finer points of these guys as we look at their entire body of work, and we want to see them play in some of these clutch games, especially guys like Mendoza and Moore and Simpson, who might get a chance to play through the playoff and play some big games still down the stretch. But I mean, I think it's very similar in that you got Cam Ward was the clear-cut number one guy last year. I think that's going to be Mendoza this year, and I think there's going to be a decent gap between those two guys and the rest of the class like we just saw. I still thought Shedeur Sanders should have been a first-round pick. I'm interested to see how we see him play now down the stretch now that he's named the starter in Cleveland, and we saw the offense have a little bit more juice yesterday. I would have taken him over Jackson Dart, even though I've been impressed with Jackson Dart this year, and I'm interested to see how he does now that Dable's out and how that affects his usage as a runner more than anything once he gets back to full health from the concussion. But I think overall in terms of class, it looks similar to me right now in that you've got a clear-cut number one guy, and I don't know who else I would have taken in the first round. It would have been Sanders for me, and I think, again, the other guy in this class for me would be Sellers just because there's so much potential there. I'd love to see him come back and develop that a little bit more at the college level before being thrown into the fire at the NFL level. But I think right now, where I'm sitting right now, they're very similar in that they had one guy at the top and a lot of question marks about everybody else.
Let's say Washington picks seventh. We're talking NFL draft with Luke Easterling. And they do want to go get the best defensive player on the board. What does that look like? And would Reuben Bain Jr., everybody's kind of favorite edge out of Miami, is he long gone by then?
I do think he's long gone by then. I think he's going to go to the first or second team that doesn't need a quarterback at the top. And when you look at the way things are stacking up right now, I mean, you've got Tennessee and the Giants at the top there, where even the Giants don't even need an edge guy, but if they're stuck at one or two, you have to take a premium position elite prospect like that and just deal with the rest later. You don't pass on those guys. You don't reach for other things when you have that guy staring at you. I don't think the top edge guy in the class falls out of the top five. I don't see that happening, and probably not even the top three unless we do see a couple of those quarterbacks go earlier than we expected. I do think trading back is going to be attractive to them in large part because they don't have that second round pick. And especially if it remains a top 10 pick in the second round, you know, they're going to want to recoup something that's close to in value to that if they can to get off of that pick. I think the guy that would really intrigue me if they're picking in that back half of the top 10 and they really just want pure best player available, let's get somebody for this defense. Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State would be the guy that would intrigue me. And if anybody knows, they're very different players. So don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not comparing him to Sean Taylor at all as a player, because they're very, very different in terms of their skill sets. But the Washington franchise knows what it looks like when you find a guy at that position who's worthy of a top 10 pick and the impact he can make as a player. I think Caleb Downs can make that kind of impact for a modern NFL defense with his versatility, his ability to play the pass and the run. He's lightning quick. He can be single high over in center field, and then all of a sudden you blink and he's making a play in the backfield against the run.
Is he Kyle Hamilton kind of guy? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think very similar. Different body types, because Kyle is so high cut. He's such a tall, lanky guy, and Downs is a little bit different, but just so smart, so athletic, so versatile and explosive that I think he's a guy that should go in the top 10, regardless of positional value, whatever you want to say about whether or not the safety position. I'll tell you this, the best defenses and the best defensive coordinators in the NFL know how to take a really rare, versatile safety and make him an impact player, make him worthy of a top 10 pick. I think Caleb Downs is that talented, and the best defenses know how to use those guys. So that's the guy I'd be really intrigued with if they don't take an edge rusher. Caleb Downs is just the pure best player available. You can make the case that he's one of the top one or two overall players in the entire draft.
How is this edge rusher class?
It's loaded. It's loaded, man. I mean, every week I do a mock draft. I think I've been doing them going back to September. And every time I'm just like, I think there are like eight edge rushers and 32 picks, like a quarter of the entire first round could be edge rushers. I mean, I mentioned Keldrick Faulk earlier. We've talked about Reuben Bain already. But, I mean, you've got T.J. Parker from Clemson. You got Mateo Uiagalelei from Oregon. LT Overton from Alabama. David Bailey has been dominant for Texas Tech this year. You got guys that even at the top of the second round, Joshua Joseph from Tennessee. Both the guys from Missouri could be in that second round, day two range. You got Quincy Rhodes Jr. from Arkansas. I mean, I could literally just keep going on and on and on. Romello Height, who's the other guy at Texas Tech across from David Bailey. There's so many edge rushers that I think that the top 50 picks in this draft are going to be there. You're going to see double-digit edge rushers come off the board. It's an absolutely loaded class.
This is where the frustration sets in, though, for Washington hyper-locally here. Luke Easterling's our guest on G&D, because they only pick once in the top 72 picks if they don't trade back at 7 right now. Right, so if you don't go edge there, you kind of miss the boat. And by the way, they don't have a fourth rounder either. So they pick twice in the top, basically 150 in this draft right now.
Yeah, that hurts, man. And again, I think that, like you said, it speaks to how motivated they will probably be to get off that pick and maybe even hope that it's as high as possible so they can get as much value as possible to move back wherever it takes to hopefully get another top 50 pick. Whether they can get some picks the following year or what have you. And again, hopefully that quarterback class impresses down the stretch and gives them opportunities to entice teams to come up there, because we all know that teams will always pay and charge a premium to move up for a quarterback. So hopefully that's the scenario that plays out for them, because I agree with you. Every time, you know, my mock drafts are 2 rounds right now. I'll expand them to 3 rounds here in a few weeks probably. But I do think there's going to be a drop-off. I think, like I said, there's going to be double-digit edge guys in the top 50. And then at some point at the back end of that second round, early third round, the top of that board is going to be completely wiped out. And they're going to really, really be kicking themselves if they miss out because of the moves they've made previously to kind of gut their draft capital. I think they'll be highly motivated to move back from that original first round or try to recoup some of that.
Luke, sharp stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, guys. Enjoy your week.
Go check out Luke Easterling's work. Athlon Sports does a really good job covering the NFL draft. I just got a tweet from somebody. This is kind of intriguing. Dylan says, I was having a discussion with a friend about this. Do you guys think, besides Jaden Daniels, there is a single player on the Commanders roster that would return a first or second round pick straight up? He said, I said maybe Tunsil, that's it. Who could you trade? I'm not saying they should or will.
No. But it's the exercise, yeah.
How many blue chippers they have. Who could you trade right now and get a one or two back for them, other than Daniels?
I don't think there is anybody. Tunsil. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I mean, that's not what Tunsil fetched, right?
Tunsil definitely. Well, he got multiple picks, including a 3. But there's a team, you know, absolutely, in my opinion, that would give up a 2 for Laremy Tunsil.
So wasn't it 2 in 1 year, then a 3 in the next?
I believe so. I can look up the exact compensation. He would easily get you a 2. I think the right team, you know, if they have a left tackle went down and there's no trade deadline. Like, I'm just making this up. But Will Campbell, the left tackle for the Patriots, got hurt yesterday.
Right.
I don't think it's a serious out for the rest of the season and the playoffs thing. But in a world where there's no trade deadline and now they're scrambling and you can bring in Laremy Tunsil and never have to worry about Drake May's blindside again as you go to the playoffs as a potential one seed in the AFC, maybe you give up a first-round pick knowing you're going to extend him this offseason. If you didn't have you know, you're drafted left tackle already. But I would say you could definitely get a two at least for Tunsil. So I'll put him in that category. So now you got two guys. Anybody else?
I'll go down the list. McLaurin, Debo, Tunsil, you already mentioned. Chris Paul / Brandon Coleman, Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi, Josh Connerly. No. Right? I mean, maybe you get a late two or three for Connerly as a right tackle project.
Connerly, yeah, I could see that because he's got all the traits of being a really good tackle for a long time.
But if the exercise is who would fetch a first rounder, then I think you have Jaden Daniels and that's it.
This screams to me just the lack of overall star power.
Impact, high level stuff.
Yeah, real like fringe superstar, all pro caliber players. They just don't have enough of them. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the news of the afternoon that Jaden Daniels is due to return to practice on Wednesday. I want to get into Emmanuel Forbes' glow up in L.A. and the fact that Cam Curl is playing really well as well on a great defense for the best team in the conference and maybe the best team in football. Plus a kicker made a couple 54-plus yarders yesterday who was on this team last year. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Forbes has been around the ball a lot here tonight. The third year man out of Mississippi State, former Commander, and the Bucs going to go for it here, of course, on fourth.
Watch him. He just has a little swagger working here tonight. It's easy when you have a big lead. I got all that. That's just good playing right there. That looks like a first-round draft choice.
Oh, good. Emmanuel Forbes is great again. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Emmanuel Forbes last night in primetime with Tirico and Collinsworth singing his praises start to finish. Ended up being targeted 7 times and did not allow a single reception. I mean, it was one of the best coverage performances I've seen.
Putting on a clinic?
It reminded me of when we did Bashaud Breeland Day years ago, when Bashaud Breeland just blanketed Dez Bryant. And every pass to Dez Bryant, he's just on his back, PBU left, PBU right. And you're like, oh my God, this is a dog. We got ourselves a number one shutdown corner. That's what it looked like last night. So Forbes, 7 targets, did not allow a single reception against the Bucs. No defender since week 12 of 2022 has been targeted more times without allowing a catch. Mm. It was a crazy performance. Career high, 5 passes defended and an interception, by the way, in the win. It's happening. He is becoming who the Marty party thought he was. I don't know where they are now, but I guess they get to get the last laugh, perhaps.
I suppose.
You know, I've been posting about Emmanuel Forbes, a highlight here or clip there or whatever, and everybody's going, why are you acting like Washington shouldn't have moved on from him? That's not what I'm doing at all. I had no problem moving on from him. I don't think this was possible here. There was too much water under the bridge. Everybody kind of agreed, this is not working. This guy can't play. This is not going to work. But it is still interesting, no? It is still notable that you can't figure out how to make him passable where you don't have to bench him, where he doesn't look like a completely unqualified guy who's getting beat like a drum by every number one he goes up against. But then he goes to another team with another culture, and he plays on the best team in the league and one of the best defenses in the league, and he becomes one of the better defensive backs that they have.
Yeah, I'm not posting Jahan Dotson clips every other day because he's not doing anything, or a million other guys that they rightfully moved on from, whether it was this regime or the one before. But it's still noteworthy that a first-round pick, albeit an incorrect one, a guy that shouldn't have gone where he went, should have been Christian Gonzalez or somebody else, in all likelihood, is now on a second team and thriving. It's noteworthy. All it does for me, is, as far as I'm concerned, GP, is it raises the correct questions. Who was wrong, and when were they wrong? Was it Ron and all the Martys, who we generally blame for a lot, rightfully so? Were they wrong about what kind of cornerback he was? Because I never heard this. I heard he's going to intercept so many passes. He's a ball hawk. He's this, he's that. The ball just finds him, and he makes plays once he's got it. I didn't have blanket cover corner that's great in man-to-man, despite weighing 125 pounds, whatever the number is. I didn't have that. That's a little bit different. Was this regime wrong? Was it Dan Quinn and company who have, you know, made their bones in this league by developing excellent secondary? See Legion of Boom. See Dallas leading the universe in interceptions with a bunch of also-rans that now turn into household names. Who was incorrect here? When did we know? And why? That's all. Was it this would never have happened here, or it would have if they were more patient? I mean, remember, Adam Peters was going on every promotional tour, like he had a book coming out, letting you know, we love that. We love Emmanuel Forbes. We're all about Emmanuel Forbes, right? The kid's really blossoming. You're going to see Emmanuel Forbes this, that, and the other thing. Lasted 6 games before they said, you know what? That's enough. We can't do this anymore. And they moved on from him. I don't know. I'm not slamming the gavel. My questions, though, are legitimate ones, and if it's too much for your soft little ears, I suggest you get a dog, stop being so scared, and let's have these conversations.
Stop being scared, tough guy.
I mean, if you can't hear that maybe they shouldn't have let Emmanuel Forbes go, or maybe they should have. Who knows? It's a great, fair question. We're just talking about a football team that's terrible, that's got one of the worst pass coverage units I've ever seen.
Well, they decided after 8 games they couldn't help him as a regime. And I had no problem with it. You had no problem with it.
Not
nobody. I don't think who watches this team and had seen him getting worked his entire rookie year in 2023 under a previous regime had any problem with it. I mean, he just couldn't play dead in a Western in the first half of that 2024 season last year. And so they moved on. Wasn't their guy. And at that time, they were basically getting rid of anything that was inherited, if you remember. Jamin Davis, you're gone. Emmanuel Forbes, you're gone. And that list is longer than the line at the DMV. But if, in fact, it turns out that he's good at football, revisionist history is allowed to the extent that we're not around him every day in meetings. We're not around him on the practice field. We see him in games asked to play certain roles where either he can't do it or couldn't do it. But this is what this group's going to have to be good at. whether that's Peters and his disciples like Lance Newmark and others in the front office, who I think are good at what they do. More importantly, it's not really them, if I'm being honest. It's the coaching staff. It's Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, these guys that have made their career, made millions and millions of dollars, gotten coordinating jobs and head coaching jobs because they are able to get a lot out of defensive backs. And if they couldn't get anything out of Emmanuel Forbes and the Rams can, I've got questions as to why or how does that work that way to make sure that it doesn't keep happening like this. You mentioned Peters. This was Peters over a year ago before the start of the 24 season on our show when we were talking about cornerback and Emmanuel Forbes.
You know, internally we feel a little bit better than maybe externally, and that's the case most of the time. We see these guys play day in and day out, and you go down the roster and the depth chart, and all of these guys have gotten better. When you're talking about the secondary, really, Emmanuel Forbes has gotten significantly better, and that's a testament to how he's practiced, how he's worked, and how he's been coached. Jason Simmons is an excellent coach. Joe Witt, those guys have really gotten him to improve quite a bit, and he's done the work too. He's made a bunch of plays in the last few practices.
So that was August 29th, less than 2 weeks before they opened the season last year on our show, where he was saying Forbes is a lot better and we're getting more out of him. Simmons is coaching him up and Witt's coaching him up. Those guys are obviously still on this staff now, but it does make you wonder, like, how is this happening? This is what I come back to, though. I think that if you were to drop any Commander's corner into the Rams defense right now, they'd be way better. Because it's a great pass rushing unit that gets to the quarterback, that wins at the line of scrimmage, and at times dominates. I believe the D-line is more important than coverage. There is this harmonious relationship, and we can go chicken or the egg, where great coverage definitely helps with pass rush. But if I get one or the other, I'm always going to start with pass rush, not the secondary. And the Rams, with Fisk and with Verse and this unbelievable group of defensive linemen they've put together, are going to get more out of any DB that plays with them. I believe that that's true. There's still just a confidence. There's a coaching, it seems like. There is a competence with this player now that didn't exist before. Sometimes you just, you know, you need a chance with another group, another set of eyes, and that's clearly what happened here. So I think it's kind of the perfect storm, but a lot of it is, when you're on a not good defense with a defensive front that isn't as good as the Rams, you're going to get exposed more often. And he's just in a 72 and sunny situation. You're sitting in a corner office with a nice window where you're able to make your phone calls and take your notes and do all the stuff you need to do. And the worst case scenario is you're just not that productive. Best case scenario, though, is nobody ever notices that you're not that good at your gig. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In his case, he's flourishing. He's thriving. A lot of it is circumstantial and what's around him. But I think it's an important thing to discuss because we've got to make sure 8 games in, if you're saying this guy cannot help us at a position where they're in shambles right now, and then he turns into a great player, it's perfectly reasonable to go, what did we miss here?
Yeah. What I didn't know from somebody really smart at football, for example, was there a technique adjustment? Like, when you're the major league team that can't get this pitcher to throw strikes and then the next team has him, you know, painting the corners, I need to know. When every year a team, it seems, back in the day, would give up on a pitcher and that guy would go to the Cardinals, he'd be a Cy Young candidate. You need to know, what are we not doing that they are, and vice versa. So I need to know. I think we should all be curious about that, to your point, so that it doesn't happen again. I'm sure context matters, right? Again, to use another baseball analogy, the way it felt like here was he couldn't hit the fastball because it was coming too fast, and he had to gear up for the fastball, then couldn't hit the curveball. Now it seems like he's not worried about the fastball. So he's playing with more confidence, right? So he's hammering everything. Jumping routes, sticking with guys in a way that I know he could not do here. Because I saw it. I watched guys get as open as they are against this particular secondary, which is also terrible. Like, if you were working one-on-one, you were going to win against our guys last year. And I remember that, and they finally said, enough, we can't put up with it. I don't know what I don't know here, and I want to. That's kind of the point of the exercise to me.
Also, if you had gotten corner right and it wasn't a problem right now, and some of that's injury, obviously, because Amos is going to be a good player. but it would be less of a fascination for me. Like, they also praised Cam Curl last night.
Yep.
He also had a really good game. He's playing very well on an elite defense. I care a lot less about that because I think, by and large, they've done some good things at safety. Now, the safety position has dealt with a bunch of injuries this year, and so it's not as good. But, you know, last year with Jeremy Chinn, they had a good player. Quan Martin last year played at a high level. They drafted him in the second round. It's not like they have swung and missed nearly as often there, or you don't have like a Lattimore strikeout on the ledger at safety in the same way. Mark's in Falls Church. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Listen to you guys all the time. Yeah, I took the words right out of my mouth. It's seeing Forbes play well. You really felt bad for him, you know, for being a first round pick. And just like you guys said, the defensive line on the Rams is extremely formidable. I mean, they're 8-2 or 9-2 for a reason, you know. The one thing I'll give Forbes credit for is the mental fortitude to go through what he did, where he probably, you know, that mind game is crazy.
Totally.
To think that,
yeah,
you know, you're getting beat, you know, right and left, and then you get traded off, and then, you know, you have to pick yourself up from the bottom. So I give him a lot of credit. And same thing with Kerr. I mean, I think to your both of your points, he wouldn't have done that here.
No, he definitely would.
I would have bet against it.
By the way, people were just mean to him, too. Like, there's a difference between saying, all right, this guy can't play. This guy has struggled. This is not going to work. You got to cut him. And, like, making fun of his weight and posting memes where he's got pretzels for legs. And, like, I mean, people were just, like, downright mean to this dude. And that's what the internet is. Like, nobody on Twitter is that nice, right? But still, I can't imagine what his mental health was like and his confidence was like on the day he gets cut from here and goes out to L.A. and starts anew. Let's go to Cardman in Alexandria. How are you?
I'm good. To your guys' point, I think it is really frustrating, you know, because to watch him go to L.A. and start balling out, because I feel like this isn't a one-off kind of thing. This happens a lot in Washington where we have guys that aren't working out, and we pawn them off for, you know, cheap, lower-round picks, and they become something more productive. But I think in Forbes' case, it really is – He was never going to do this in Washington. I don't think it was a coaching thing. I don't think it was a skill thing. I think he just needed a fresh start. The way he was playing in Washington, it was never going to happen. And him being able to move on to somewhere else where he could get new belief. I'm sure McVay put a lot of trust in him as soon as he got there. I think that's really what it was.
Well, McVay builds guys up.
Yeah,
too.
The Baker Mayfield story is the quintessential
totally.
Proof positive of it. The guy was there for 43 hours, and McVay turned his career around.
Davante Adams said last night, this is the most fun he's ever had playing in the league. And like he basically wishes it would have been like this all along. This is a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame and has had some great seasons in Green Bay. We saw this last year where nobody wants to go home and everyone wants to stay in the locker room and they all love each other. It happens when you're winning and it helps that they're 9-2, but they got a really good thing there. And you know what happens when everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction and the coaches are getting through to everybody? Not only do you win a lot, everybody's really, really excited to be there and you get the most out of your players. JB and Waldorf, what's up?
Man, what's going on, fellas, man? And I want to be respectful as I can. I don't want to disrespect nobody, man. But you guys used to dog that man, like Forbes, like no other. And let's not forget, bro. This man had a high school coach trying to teach him how to play football, bro.
That's
like
true.
You guys talked about him being skinny. You guys talked about his legs. You guys talked about everything.
Well,
how
hold on,
to
no,
eat.
No, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa,
and now,
JB,
and now he's,
JB,
now he's
JB.
Flourishing.
All right, you're gone. Thanks. So a couple of things. I talked about his football performance. I don't attack people personally. That's not what I do. Did we ever talk about his weight as it merited? Sure. Is he big enough to play in the league? Those types of things. You didn't hear us calling him pretzel legs, okay? All right, I'll speak for myself. That's not the business I'm in, so that's number one. But yes, if your point is that we said that he's not playing well and that he needed to be benched or that when they cut him we had no problem with it, totally true. And that's why, as we talk about it now, what we're asking is, was there more here that they could have gotten out of him than they did? I would not have assumed he went to L.A. and became a really, really, really good player. There are probably a lot of shows, though, where they said a lot of, like, personally vindictive, gross things. That's not the show we try to do here. So maybe you're misremembering what show you were listening to. But if your point is I was not endorsing Emmanuel Forbes as the next great corner in the league, that's very true. I thought he played very badly, And he did not look like a number one pick very often.
Seemed like a very nice kid. We had him on the show once.
We did.
A, I didn't want to draft him there. I said as much at the time. That's part of the gig, balls and strikes. Two, if I made a joke here or there, sure, I'll probably do another one at some point. But for me, I didn't have a problem with him being released. The implication, though, that he was getting to, I believe, and I've seen this a bunch, is like you and I, for example, ran him out of town, quote unquote. The idea that the team is making personnel decisions based on mean-spirited radio guys saying, hey, this guy's play isn't very good, which it was not, by the way. It was not very good. It was not first-round worthy. It was not starter worthy. It wasn't.
It was one of the worst statistical corners in the league over a few-year period.
Wasn't NFL roster worthy. I mean, you keep trying to pursue it because he was a first-round pick and he's under contract. It doesn't really benefit you a ton for him to go somewhere else. There's a lot of downside. You can kind of keep him for a while, et cetera, see what happens. But the idea that we have anything to do with someone's success or failure is ridiculous. And that's, I think, the implication right there. So that's what I object to more than anything else.
Yeah, I was happy to have the conversation, but I just couldn't get a word in. So next time, maybe we can go back and forth on it. But yeah, I just think that what the Rams have done with him is a great case study in coaching and in uplifting. He was just mentally
as down and out as you can be,
shot. You know, he didn't take the field thinking he could cover anyone. Some of that is coverage of him, possibly. Some of that is, fan interaction with him. Most of it, though, is when you don't have any success in this league, it's really, really hard. You're not going to be able to go out there and have confidence. And at that position, we talked to D'Angelo Hall about this for years. I don't know that there's a bigger position where confidence matters than you're on an island, you're going to lose occasionally, you're going to get beat, you're a closer in baseball. You're going to give up some home runs and blow some games, and you got to get back on the horse the next time out.
Yep.
And he was just so shot, spent mentally, that I think that was kind of, you know, where things trended. But I'll be curious to see how this year develops for him, because last night he looked the real deal on a team that could be headed to the Super Bowl. G&D on the Fan coming up in 16 minutes. We've got those tickets, gift card, rather, to Paisanos. $50 gift card for somebody listening to the show. As soon as we return, you'll hear what Dan Quinn had to say about Jaden Daniels returning to practice this week. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adam Schefter broke the news about an hour and a half ago that Jaden Daniels would return to practice this week, but that he was unlikely to play against the Denver Broncos. Dan Quinn just met with the media a few minutes ago, and he was asked about the status of Jaden Daniels. Here is, straight from the horse's mouth, what the head coach had to say about the return to play of Jaden Daniels.
He will be able to return to practice. We had our first session today, but Johnny has not been cleared for contact, so I mean, he'll probably be unlikely to play, but man, it's good to get started and get the return to play going, so that's a big deal for us.
And how important is it for you to see him back out there playing again this year?
I think it's important as Jaden's getting going, learning to play like this position at the highest level competitively, also doing it safely, and those are reps you know, that you develop as well. It's a skill just like throwing and processing, and so all those things are important. But him included, it was awesome today to have everyone really back at practice, John, including three guys that were in their 21-day window and too early to call a lot of the guys, you know, for the game. But getting on the field and having the guys here, John, that was a big deal, man, to have that many. It's been a long time since I've said that out loud of everybody's here and working, that's for sure.
Good news, bad news for the Commanders, I guess. The good news is they're getting a lot healthier, it sounds like.
In time.
The bad news is might be a little too late.
Yeah.
But shtick aside, I mean, we've said so much this year about how could they possibly move the ball? How could Daniels look like he did last year? How could this defense be asked to play good football? Look at all these injuries. Well, if you're getting Will Harris back at safety, who was supposedly the reason why you had all the communicational issues on the back end and gave up the big fly deep balls that you did. If you get Noah Brown back at wide receiver, I mean, think about that. If he's got Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown and Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane and kind of the whole allotment of receivers, tight ends, backs other than Eckler and offensive line, why can't you go out there and hang 30 on people like you did last year down the stretch? So I think, you know, that is a good thing. But, man, a little bit too little too late. One thing I found interesting in the Dan Quinn answer there, though, talking about skill like throwing the football, a rep that is needed, he says, doing it safely. Basically, this idea that is a skill that is learned. We haven't heard him talk about that.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels coming back. How important is it to see him? Oh, it's important. You know, he's got to work on that skill and get those reps of playing at a high level, but doing it safely. Meaning, we got to help coach him up on how to stay healthy out there.
And, you know, we're not rushing him back. You know, can he make all his throws without, you know, compromising himself? In other words, I'm not even talking about in play, but let's say you're a pitcher and I can still throw 95, but I've got to do it in a way that overexerts a part of my body that's a little bit more sensitive, right? Like when Max Scherzer was coming back from that like neck back thing trying to pitch, if he was going out in the regular season, he's got a max effort exert to overcome this soreness and maybe his other thing is at risk, you know, a compensation type deal. I also thought that was part of that discussion as well when talking about doing it safely.
Let's get you a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. I remember Paisano's gift card being given away in 7 minutes.
The wife and I had a date night, old-fashioned date night with a couple of good friends on Saturday, GP. The Oyster Riot.
Let's go.
Put on by, I think it's the Clyde's Restaurant Group that does it, but it's right next to Old Ebbett Grill. Beautiful location. Yacht Rock Band was playing the whole time. Bad night to be an oyster. Oh, my God. So what you do You should pay a bunch of money. We were guests, which was really, really awesome. Thank to everybody that made that possible.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, so we were on the house type situation because of our good friends. But you go around with this plate that's got a hole in it for your wine glass. I didn't need that. I think wine's rotten grapes. Everyone should calm down. Or champagne, which is pretty good, I guess. But I don't really drink, so I don't care. So I just had the plate. And you go around and you just eat oysters. And you, what do you want to put on top of it? You want to do the horseradish? You can. Cocktail sauce? You can. That vinegar-based, whatever that word starts with an M is, you can do that too. You can go raw. You can go a little Tabasco. Whatever bothers you, whatever makes you happy, you can do that. I ate 40 oysters. I had some carcucci. Also had a big old thing of shrimp too, because that was there. This was an awesome event. Highly recommend if you have the means.
That's a great.
It's a great night.
Night. I would enjoy it because it's a fun night out. That sounds like something my wife would design in the laboratory.
Wheelhouse.
The best day of her life.
Yeah, so the ladies love all that. She's like, is this champagne paired with these oysters? And they're like, it does. And it was awesome. Really, really fun.
Good for the Rouillets.
Mm-hmm.
Next, our Beltway Blitz. And as soon as we return, somebody's getting a $50 gift card to Paisanos. It's Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.